Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good. Steelers Ravens from the 2000s era. You know what I mean? I think this has the potential to turn into one of those rivalries that could honestly last.
JJ, yeah, we got you. You're breaking up a little bit.
I don't know, because the Rams, I know they re-signed Jared
Goff. Staying power.
Staying power, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. And I don't know if Peters is going to be around. How long is Gurley going to be around? Lyman's getting old for the Rams. I don't know about the staying power. I think we may need to shift our focus back up to the Pacific Northwest in a second, because that team up in Seattle, I've seen them against Pittsburgh. We saw them last Thursday night against the Rams. That's the team that I think
New Orleans handled. They put hands on them at home, but things happen.
I got you. That's the one loss. Maybe they underestimated the Saints because Teddy Bridgewater was making his first start.
But you remember, I've been saying since we've done the show, started the show, one of the best in all-time NFC Championship games, one, is the Seattle Niner game up there in Seattle on the Richard Sherman. My point is, it was a rivalry in every aspect of the word. So we got to slow our roll.
Slow it down.
It's headed that way.
Right.
But let's have the Niners qualify for the playoffs, and then we can start talking. But what the Niners, Harbaugh and Carroll had, that was bang, bang, Niner gang, plus the Legion of Boom and Doom. Mm. That was Steiny. That was Frazier Ali.
It was the best rivalry in football at the time.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I can't figure the Rams out, to tell you the truth, because, you know, they went out and signed a lot of veteran players. So where are the Rams going to be in a year or two?
Exactly.
And that's what I want to know.
And we were talking about this on the Overtime podcast, Kyle Matson, the Butcher Boy. Like, to me, when growing up, the Niners always dominated the Rams. They dominated Jim Everett and Henry Allard and Flipper. They dominated them. And then the Rams, when they moved to St. Louis, all of a sudden started dominating the Niners with the greatest show on turf.
Yeah.
But this rivalry really has been one-sided one way or the other way. So it hasn't really been that that Ravens-Steelers guru, that Niners-Giants, that Cowboys-Eagles.
Or Cowboys-Niners.
Hasn't even been close to that yet. So we got to see these teams both be good at the same
time.
Don't
sleep on Cowboy-Niners. That was a real you knew who was going to be.
That was the game of the year.
Just simulate the whole season. You knew who was going.
Just a reminder, this is a Football Friday brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play at Oaks. Let's go out to our good friend Dre in Central Cali. He had the best prediction of last week. Give us one this week, Dre.
All right. Fellas, I think Robbie Gould is going to make up for last week. Hit three field goals. It's going to be a low-scoring game. Well, this ain't too low-scoring. It's going to be Niners 23, Rams 17. It's also the Niners going to hold the Rams under 80 yards rushing as a team, get five sacks for their defense. Garoppolo will be 22 of 30 for 215 yards.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate it. You know what? We're just going to rack it. We're just going to rack Dre because he won it last
week. Mac Dre, rack Dre.
Dre, he could be my security guard, man. He got the
23-17. 23-17. The over-under 50.5.
I like the under.
Niners got to do their part for it to go
like
over.
Doesn't it seem like that's a
big number?
It's an easy number to bet the under. It almost seems too easy to me.
If I'm correct.
Makes you think it's going to go over.
I know.
Now.
I know.
Oh, no, the Niners, what did they score against Cincinnati? Because they mollywopped them. Yeah, I was about to say they hadn't scored 30 all year. They have 41.
They scored 30 in three games. 3-4.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why I love them.
You know, 28-24 gets it done. A 28-24.
That's your prediction?
No.
We already got it down. No, that was our Garoppolo.
I just think I got to.
Think about it.
Well, yeah, but 28-24 sounds to me a little high, just a touch high. But we'll see.
Hey, go ahead. I'm stewing over something that I forgot to bring up in the green room. I don't want to derail the show. I just whispered to Kyle Madsen and Pappas. But before we get off at 2 o'clock, before when last call's over, did you hear, just real quick, hashtag random,
what?
MLB changed the baseballs for the playoffs. So they're not the juice
playoffs.
Balls. It's a joke. We'll talk about it later. It's all over. It's making this
Soto's round. The ball Soto hit was not.
That doesn't matter.
I think Bonte said this yesterday. That thing went halfway up at night.
And that LA, ball might have been one of the homers.
Dude, that was 449
feet. But other than that, go ahead. Just the fact that that's out there, like, why are you tricking us?
But
go ahead.
Rob Manfred,
that ball was the old ball, Scotty. He did hit that one.
That is weak, though.
Is that weak?
It is.
On the eve of the during the playoffs, that comes out.
You gotta change the baseballs. Like pitchers gotta like what if the grip is different?
Just we're gonna get the bad product and put it out there. You know, like drugs.
Jim, San Jose wants to talk a little Niners D. What's up, Jim? How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? I just want to throw out there. I'm a diehard Raider fan, but I can appreciate that Norman D. That was the call the other day.
Sure.
I think people are underestimating this defense. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Niners are going to crush them. I don't even think it's going to be close. I think everybody's trying to hype it up to make it more competitive or get better viewers, but it's going to be a slaughter, and that defense is going to be the number one reason why.
Okay. There's so much going on here
so
right
much
now.
Going
thanks,
on.
Jim.
But
appreciate
we got
the call.
The
you
book
guys
of Barnett.
Oh, yeah. I kind of threw you off. With the baseballs?
No. Look he's looking at
I wasn't even paying attention to you at that point.
Look who's looking at the studio.
Oh, wow.
Jim Barnett in the house.
Just straight from Portland. I seen him in Portland. He was up there in Rip City this past week.
He is Rip City.
He's still playing.
No, I think he's.
How we get him to come in?
Hey, Jim, come on in.
Jim Barnett. Anytime
you want in the next 45.
He doesn't have to ask to come in.
No. That's awesome. Jim Barnett. Patrick in Stockton. I guess he's going to see.
Wow.
You know, I guess he's going to see my mom and dad out there.
Wow.
This is wild. Wow. Yeah. You know what?
It's Friday,
far too much is happening right now for Steinmetz.
I love it.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I feel like I'm out of control.
You better finish strong.
Steph Curry.
I feel like I'm in foul trouble. I'm getting double teamed. I'm getting booed out of the arena.
I feel a technical coming on, man.
Patrick, save me help me. Save me, Patrick in Stockton. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Doing well, man.
That's
all right.
Voice,
I think the last caller was on to something. I don't expect a blowout, but you got Aaron Donald on the other side, and you got the 49ers defensive lineman playing lights out. I expect a 6-sack game from them this weekend.
It's a lot, but they're capable of doing it.
No doubt.
Thanks for the call, Patrick. Appreciate it.
And at that point, we would call them the Pacific Sack Exchange. They get 6 this Sunday. That's the nickname.
Somebody's texted in the, how about the Red Scare? Okay.
Mediocre.
Where's the crickets?
The bottom line is we've been trying to come up with a nickname for the defensive line. And they've really been so uninspiring.
I think I got one, Stoney. It just came to me.
What?
All of Bosa's men. But because he's a rookie, you can't put him in.
All the bosses, man?
Bosa.
Can't do it.
All the Bosa's men, meaning the line, Bosa being the star in the rest of the game.
Mediocre.
That's just bad.
Michael Jackson, man.
Hey, hi, Mom. How you doing?
Not
yet.
How rude. I get you.
My mom has already announced she's not coming in the studio.
Wow.
Dad's probably kicking the door down.
Stunner shades on, man.
That's where you get it from.
Hey, Fab Four. That's the one.
That's the one.
F-A-B-B.
It's recycled.
Brian Nuvall came up with it.
It's like me getting a music group, the Johnson Five.
Taylor in Berkeley. What's up, Taylor?
Yeah, so I was a little concerned about this game this week, but it really just dawned on me that it's not the NFC champion Rams versus last year's Niners. It's really this. It's this year's Niners defense versus this year's Rams offense, and this year's Rams defense versus this year's Niners offense. And when I look at it that way, I say, you know what? Can the 49ers defense hold this Rams offense to 20, 19, 17 points? I think so. Can this Niners offense score 21, 23 points on this Rams defense? I think so. So I think it's reasonable to think we can win this game.
Wow. I am confidence, man.
I am.
Stuyvesant is rattled.
Yeah. I think we got you, baby.
We need a 20-second timeout.
Wow.
These freaking shots.
You just bragged and beat your chest about your step.
Oh, that was worse than true.
And now you're panicking.
That is true.
You know what? Just pass the ball to Draymond and Clay. Yeah. We got this.
Who is Draymond?
You, Draymond. You keep claiming that you're Draymond.
I'm KD. I'm Joe Montana.
Not around anymore.
Wow.
Drop of the hat, Matt. What's up, drop of the hat, Matt? How you doing, man? I need some regulars. At least get me back in my routine here.
No, the Lions, no matter where they go, they got that formula. They got number one defense. It's elite. Now, you guys are looking for the name that y'all want to call the defense. Richard Sherman, you guys been saying it all day, all last 3 weeks, right? It comes from Richard Sherman's mouth, right? Where did he come from? The Legion of Boom. His defense is going to be called Gang Gang, Bang Bang, Nana Gang. That's what he's referring that to. It's the defense.
Oh, I got
you. Bang Bang, Nana Gang. You get it?
Yes.
Bang Bang, Nana Gang. I got it. That's the name of the defense. It's like the shadow defense.
All right.
It's like the shadow defense.
Oh, you're breaking up. Yeah. That gives...
I like him, though.
Bang Bang, Niner Gang.
Absolutely.
They know you say that, your parents? They call you a traitor, you know.
Niner Gang.
Oh, this is...
You're
why? From Philly.
And? Go back to New York, Steinmetz. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's why they're giving.
Can you guys talk for a minute?
What about Red Death?
No, Red Death. This one, 650, Uncle Sherman of Pimps. I mean, what does that have to come on, man.
Still have not found a nickname for that.
That
defense.
Might work. Uncle Sherman. I don't think he likes Uncle.
I'd say he likes Uncle Sherman.
Don't forget, even though it's chaos right now, we will have last call at 145.
No, there's one of us being chaotic. Me and Bonte are chill.
Rick Tittle has a good one, apparently, from the 707. Cinco de uno, because we got five first-round draft picks. That's good, but the other first-round draft pick, Solomon Thomas, really isn't.
Where did Rick Tittle come in at?
Yeah, I don't.
Text line.
I mean.
No, that's our guy.
Wait, damn, you just threw Rick Tittle on their bus?
That's our guy. Damn! That's my boy. You think that was Rick?
I
said it was 707.
But you said Rick Tittle.
He said Rick Tittle gave him that name, Cinco de uno.
Oh, Rick Tittle.
I just heard.
Hello.
Say the game with me, fellas.
Yeah, right.
We got 42 minutes, man.
What's the date today?
The 11th.
11th?
Danny White.
I'm just so scared that a month from now, our boss is going to be looking at the ratings saying, what the hell happened on October 11th, that last hour?
We'll send them in his office.
You know what?
I'll just blame the train off the track, Jack.
Yeah. Juice and Fremont, keep us going a little longer.
I'm out.
Let me tell you guys something. This is a very important game. This is a statement game, man.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way I see it is, you know, our offense, it has to be our best defense. We got to keep the Rams' offense from coming on board. We have to run the ball, clock management, and zero turnovers. So the way I see it, it's also a battle of minds. What is Shanahan going to do against Wade Phillips? What is McVay going to do against Salah? So it's going to be like a chess game, but it's going to be a low-scoring game. I see it. The Niners 24 and the Rams 13. You guys have a good weekend, man. Peace.
You too, Juice. Appreciate it.
So many.
A lot of Niner predictions. A lot of people think the Niners are going to win.
Well, they're undefeated.
Here's one thing I don't think we brought up, but I guess maybe it goes without saying. They got to play a buttoned-up game. I mean, they're already shorthanded. They're already on the road. They're already on a short week.
Rams are shorthanded too now.
Right. But you're still on the road. You cannot be turning the ball
over.
Listen.
All right, I'm ready.
Let me tell you. Here's what can't. No pick sixes for Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm worried about that.
Well, that's going to be a big problem.
That's the other thing.
We haven't seen often Jimmy G playing from behind where he does have to throw it, and then the odds of him making a mistake may grow.
We saw it in Minnesota last year, week one. They fell behind. What happened?
He almost threw the pick six.
Yeah. He threw another pick. He was off his game in that one. So I don't want to see Garoppolo get too far behind because I could see Marcus
Peters. Now I'm going in depth with this one. This is real. If you're Shanahan and you win the toss, with the state of your team, do you want the ball or do you defer?
I think you defer.
It sounds to me like all of us,
we said that, defer.
Well, because
your defense is the best.
Yeah,
right.
And you get the ball in the second half.
Well, that's
like a turnover.
Position, you force the Rams into a quick three and out.
Boom, I don't want to put my offense in the question marks out there first.
Well, I think what did I hear? Belichick's got a term for that. You score late in the first half, and then you have the ball to start the second half. It's called like a wraparound or something. He's got a
double
he got
up. A term? It's like a double up or something.
Yeah.
Speaking of guns,
that's what the Niners
are watching. Yeah, you got some.
That's what happened to the Niners on Monday night. They got the touchdown late in the first half, and they got the ball back.
When are you too old to lift weights?
You're never.
Oh, please.
Look at Ed Hercules.
Yeah, but.
Dude, as soon as you stop trying, that's why people, how many did you shoot? I'm out there almost at 50. My point is, once you stop, it's a wrap. Then you get the Bobby Brady shoulders, and you look old. You got to keep going. Dude, I see some old people in the gym, and they are doing it. And you know what I do? I go, knock, knock, introduce myself. I say, keep doing it. Because they're doing it, B.
And they're like, get out of my face. I'm trying to work out.
What's happening?
You do spend a lot of time talking to people at the gym.
That's a weird thing, but I don't. When I give a compliment, I'm in and out. But go ahead.
He's the one guy that he looks for people with headphones on. Oh, like he looks for
them.
Exactly. Levi. Levi's in Denver.
Wow.
What's up, Levi?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just calling. I saw the earlier injury report regarding Gurley with him being doubtful for Sunday. So if he is out, I think the matchup that's going to determine this game is Cooper Kupp and versus Kwon Williams. And just kind of wanted to hear you guys talk about that. I feel like Kwon's been having a solid year so far. Also, having that pick last week. But if you guys just want to elaborate on that matchup, I think that's going to be the one that decides the game.
He's on to something. Cooper Kupp is a name we haven't talked about all week long.
You did today.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very, very good player. Don't forget about Robert Woods. Emmanuel Mosley, a big spot for him. Richard Sherman, we know what Uncle Sherman is all about. But Kwon Williams, he's on to something against Cooper Kupp in that slot. Cooper Kupp is a problem. And then if he does catch the ball, he has the ability to turn a 10-yard play, a 10-yard catch, into a 60-yard catch.
So, that's a problem.
Yeah, that scares me.
Who do you put on him, B? Do you have somebody special assignment?
I mean, you got to trust your defense. You got to trust Kwon in that slot.
So everybody.
All hands on deck.
Can Kwon Alexander?
No, Kwon Alexander. He'll get cooked.
Yeah. Warner?
No, they'll get cooked by Cooper Kupp.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Oh,
he thinks so.
He needs to tackle him after making the catch.
Oh, tackle him, yeah. But he may be 15 yards down the field. Who knows?
What's your Sunday like, man? Hash brown sausage, early game. Turn the pregame on with Bontay and Kyle and what? I'm giving this guy a compliment, and he's saying I'm faking it?
I look it. No, I look. Keep going.
I'm ready. What? I'm dialed in. And mimosas.
Let's go to Carlos and win.
I need a mimosa.
What's up, Carlos? It's getting closer, I can tell.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, we're good, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, man, you know what's funny? You took the words right out of my mouth, man. Nobody's talking about the pick. You know, and that's one thing that I'm worried about. It's not for a game we won against the Bucks when Jimmy G came out a little flat throwing picks. If that happens against the Rams, it's going to be game over, man. You cannot throw any picks against that offense because once you do, they're going to punish you for it, and it's going to be a long day for the Rams, man. That's all I got to say. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Carlos. Appreciate the call. I'm going to invite Elena in right now.
Hey, Guru.
Have you met mom and dad?
I did.
Stidey playing like the Warriors at Game 7 in 2016 NBA Finals.
Bonte said it. I did. I'm just watching it.
Tight. How are they doing?
Booty.
I'm about to throw behind the back.
He's having a Southwest
right now.
Want to get away?
Your mom asked me how I keep the guys in line. I said, I can't. And then I walked in here.
She asked about me,
Dad,
Elena.
Didn't say hello?
But she asked, did you hear this?
He said, which one of these producers took my phone call when I called in? But it was John Curley.
Oh, they're great.
Did she ask about me?
Oh, okay.
He's hitting on your mom.
What's up,
Scott? It's not hitting. We follow each other on Twitter.
They know each other.
Yeah. Oh,
we're
nice.
Family.
She asked about me.
Mom's on Twitter?
Whoa.
She's on Twitter, Elena.
Nice. I'm going to follow her.
All right. So everything's still intact.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, room. Elena, you might want this for you.
Okay, what happened?
Matt Mayoko said George Kittle was limited.
There you go.
Go ahead. With the groin injury, he is questionable for Sunday.
Damn!
Can I say, why do they do that? I mean, does anybody believe George Kittle not playing Sunday?
When you groin?
A what?
You know what I'm talking about. What? G-R-O-I-N.
No, seriously. What? Where did this come from? And
Matt Mayoko.
Matt Barrels.
Mayoko. I know. I mean, like, where'd the injury come from?
We'd literally have to get Kittle on the phone and ask him. I just would assume a football game's not it.
I mean, if Kittle doesn't play.
Then I'm out. I'm out. Bye-bye. Dude, what's happening?
I don't know. All right, let's go to Elena, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game, and what's going to happen after that, I can't tell you.
What's happening on the game brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Friday is here and we're all getting excited for 49ers and Rams divisional matchup on Sunday. The 49ers are 4-0. The Rams are 3-2 heading into the matchup. This just in from Matt Maiocco. George Kittle is questionable with a groin injury. We'll keep you updated on anything we get from that. Great guest today to preview the game with Damon Ratto and Cole Scoo. We got Rams analyst and Oakland native Kirk Morrison at 3 o'clock. Voice of the Rams, J.B. Long, coming up at 4. And NFL Network insider Mike Silver at 5:30. And we're sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. See how simple losing weight can be with Nutrisystem. The meals come to your door, you eat the food, and you lose the weight. Order at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. I'm Elena Mazorkas on the Bay Area's number one sports station. 95.7 The Game.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's a football Friday brought to you by Xfinity, and I'd like to welcome in. Is his mic on? We got his mic on.
This
Let me see
awesome.
That red light.
It says on.
All right, there it is. I'm going to introduce, his name's Bob Steinmetz. He's my dad. He's in the Bay to visit his son and his grandkids. Dad, how you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful.
Go ahead, guys. Have at him. I mean, I talk to him all the time.
Guru, you start.
Mr. Steinmetz, can you share with the people the question you asked me about my credentials in regard to my playing background?
Yeah. Because I think if Matthew is the student of the game here, what are you guys?
We're students of the game as well.
See, Dad, does pickup basketball count?
I played a lot of that too.
I still play, Mr.
Steinmetz. To a degree, I guess it counts. But that's
yeah. And I study the actual game, like Bird and LeBron. yeah.
Why don't you tell him about what do you think of LeBron?
I think LeBron's a top five player of all time, but he just does not, Mr. Steinmetz, to me, have the clutch gene that Magic and Jordan and Kobe
Wait a minute.
And
how
Bird.
How about the block? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We remember that.
One of the greatest plays ever.
That puts him way up in there.
Mr. Steinmetz, we deal with this every day with Guru, man, when he makes outrageous
LeBron
claims like that.
LeBron is probably two or three on my list.
Wow.
Hey, Dad, a lot of people want to know about Mike. Basketball career because
yes,
it was from back
give,
east.
I'm why, give him a
tell
bit
everybody,
of that.
Why don't you give him my credentials?
One
Dad.
Of my favorite stories with Matthew was I used to referee. Right? I refereed basketball, high school, college. And I'd now and then go in and do a
More
city.
And
now and then I'd go in
give
and
all the Steinmetz mic up.
Now and then I go, no, don't put her on.
Stop More it, guys. Matter. Don't do this.
Yeah.
Just let him finish.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to referee. Sometimes I'd take a city league game. Which was down in the bowels of Reading. All right.
Yeah, inner city. Go on.
Inner city. Strong inner city. And Matthew would go along. And he was like in seventh grade or eighth grade. And I'd referee at the one school. And he would go about three blocks away to a rec center.
Third and Spruce.
Which was very ethnic. But anyway, he'd go down there and he'd. Well, he'd shoot around and play down there while I was reffing. And I'd referee two games, maybe $10 a game, I think. And then he'd come back and we'd go home. But the coach at Reading High once
The inner city high school.
Once said, I should have known when he used to come down to the rec center where he worked after school, the coach, with his ball. And the thing is, when he went home with his ball, I should have known he was going to be trouble.
See, so I went down to the playground with a ball.
To.
I came back.
You get
the
implications
ball.
Of that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. Dad, I think Bonte and Daryl the Guru get the implications.
Would they have been at Third and Spruce?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, yeah.
Absolutely. Every day.
All right.
So there you go.
What else do you guys want to know? Ask me some questions. I won't tell you any lies.
How is he as a student? Let's get the student
average. Average.
Because he talks about he doesn't give A pluses.
No,
do you believe
Dad,
in that
is there
method?
Such a thing that my mom and dad high no. school English
yeah.
teachers for decades?
Okay,
is there an A plus, Dad?
No, there's nothing like an A plus.
Why?
It does exist.
It's
Mr.
an A.
Steinmetz.
That's all. What? Now, when you get to 100, what are you going to go 101?
110. You heard
what
that?
If you take an honors class?
No. Anyway, he was a little above average student, and F and M is pretty.
Franklin and Marshall College, Lancaster,
top level
Division III.
So, you know, you have five visits for scholarships. So we got five visits we can make. And the first one we go to is F&M, which is only 45 minutes away. And we go there, and I forget, Matthew, I forget his name.
Glenn Robinson?
No, not the coach, the guy that took you around.
Oh, yeah, big fella, not Art Taylor. Go ahead, I'll think of it.
But he took him around the campus and came back. We get in the car, we're driving home.
Love it.
And Matt says, that's where I want to go. I said, wait a minute. You know, Division III, no scholarships. You're not allowed to get a scholarship. I said, wait, we got a Division II or III, and I think even American we could have gone to. But that's where he wanted to go. He cost me like $25,000 a year.
Mr. Steinmetz, how was his first step on the basketball court?
Quick, in his first quick.
He had a quick step?
He had a quick first step that sometimes the ethnics couldn't guard it.
Would you? Wow. He means to the Italians. I mean, oh, my God.
The brothers couldn't guard him either, right?
Oh, my God.
I knew he didn't want me to say that, but I don't know how else to say it.
Papa Stein, he couldn't. Yeah. The brothers couldn't tackle.
Stein had that first step.
Oh, my God. This has gone worse than I thought. Anybody got a question for my dad out there?
He got some pipes. Did you ever think about doing radio? Because you got pipes, man.
Yeah, you got a deep voice.
No. Well, I interviewed for it once, but I never got a call back.
Dad, what was your basketball official? What was the highest level you ever got to?
I got to low Division I, but you know, it's Lehigh, Lafayette, Delaware, Ryder.
Wow. Yeah, I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Level, somebody has to pull your chain to go higher, and I just...
Political, you're talking about. It gets politics. Political there.
Well, you got to go to the right camps, and I never went to camps or anything. I just...
Pop's got a voice, man. Right.
Well...
I just
who you follow? You follow in the NBA these days? Are you a Sixers fan? Or you listen to us every day and get your Warriors fixed?
I don't listen to you guys much at all.
Why
he said
not?
We talk over a son, but he told me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll shut up next
no,
time.
No, I don't do it for that reason. I do it because, you know, after a while, the Warriors gets boring. I can watch CNN.
It ain't going to get boring this year, Dad. Yeah. They ain't going to win all the time.
No.
They got a whole new crew.
Yeah, it's because Crybaby Durant went away.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not a Durant fan, then, huh?
No
what about
way.
Curry?
No way.
You like Curry?
You
got
a little Curry.
Yeah, Curry.
Does he remind you of anybody, past player, Mr. Steinmetz, Steph Curry?
No.
Pistol Pete?
Here's
no?
One. No, there is no past. He is the you know, the three-point shot.
Yeah.
Came in and he rode in on it and he distinguished himself with the three.
Wow. You ever see Wilt Chamberlain play in person?
Yes.
How good was
it? Give me a story. Give me something.
Saw him play when he was in high school yet, but he was playing weekends with a semi-pro team, which you could get away with it those days. And he filled Rockne Hall. And he was
in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
He was shooting foul shots. This is how he shot foul shots. He took two steps back. Went up in the air, went in and dunked him. And that's one of the things that they wrote a new rule that you couldn't break the plane when you were shooting foul shots.
Could Steiny dunk in his heyday, in his prime?
No, he couldn't.
No chance?
He didn't play above the rim?
No way. But Chamberlain, you know, he caused, I don't know how many, 15, 20 rule changes in his career.
I got to ask you this because Guru, you asked him about his credentials on the basketball court.
Yeah.
And I've seen Guru play. I've heard about Steiny. Who would win in a one-on-one game, Guru or Steiny? Look at Guru's.
He beat Curly in a game of horse.
Curly?
Who? Curly
John
Neal?
Curly?
Curly from the...
Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you beat Steiny?
It wasn't the real Curly. Oh, okay. Not Curly Neal. It was the new
Curly.
It was the new Globetrotters.
But he beat him in horse.
I didn't know that.
He told me that.
Mr. Steinmetz, I got to ask you this. Yeah. Your son got inducted into his high school Hall of Fame. How big of a deal was that?
He knows how I feel about Hall of Fames.
Uh-oh.
How do you feel about Hall of Fames?
Uh-oh. Careful. Watch the language.
They're old buddies clubs, you know. You vote for me, I'll vote for you.
All right. Wow. That's right. No big deal then.
No. Like, we're from a county. I don't know what the population of the county is, but the Hall of Fame in my county has 300 members. Well, you got to be kidding me.
All right. I get you. Everybody makes it.
We've got... You know, Rocky Colavito, he belongs.
There you go.
Rocky Colavito. He talks about him a lot.
Yeah, we've heard of him.
He talks about him a lot. He actually put me on a Rocky Colavito.
Danielle Marshall.
Yeah. Condell, UConn, yeah.
Well, he's not in it yet. You got to be 40 to be in it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Shh. People, I'm trying to, you know,
yeah,
fool people a little bit here. See, radio, Dad, radio's theater of the mind. I mean, I can tell people I'm 38. They might believe me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, I'm not fooling.
He don't want to blow your covers, Dad.
All right.
This is awesome.
Were you disappointed in him not flying back for the Hall of Fame? No, I know Guru and I was.
No, I wasn't.
No?
No. The County Hall of Fame, they asked me to come in and accept it, and I didn't go in.
That was another one. They're separate Hall of Fames. I'm in both.
Wow, I didn't never knew that. Cool.
Yeah, I'm in my high school, and then I'm in my county.
The County Hall of Fame.
Oh, you didn't tell us, do I?
Yeah, no.
I didn't go into the arena to accept it. But who took it? Your coach?
Yeah, my high school coach.
I got to ask Mr. Steinmetz this real quick, Steiny. Right. Mr. Steinmetz, do you think today's officials get too much scrutiny from the players, especially the NBA? Like, how would you handle those guys all in your face?
How would you handle replay?
I don't watch much of the NBA, but they are under scrutiny. You know, they're more and more replays. Finds them right, I guess, as much as anything. More right than wrong, I think.
Yeah.
Now, football officials, they're dogs.
How do you think of those 49ers, though? 49ers not bad.
Don't ask him about the Niners.
He can't name
a player on the team.
I haven't watched them yet. Well, I know
Eagles.
Garibaldi.
No, Garoppolo.
I know.
right like that was.
Nah, Dad, you're an Eagles fan, though, right?
Because they're close, that's all.
All right.
Proximity.
I'll give you my Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz. Prediction, he won't finish the year.
Ooh. Guru doesn't like Carson
Wentz.
He's
a Cowboys fan. I'm a Nick
somebody
Foles
get in
guy.
Here wheel him
Carson
out.
Wentz
Thank
has
you.
A ghost he needs
well,
to take
I don't, I don't want to compare in Foles ability-wise, but Carson Wentz is going to get he's
wow.
Gonna,
he's Mr. Steinmetz, I feel you, as the kids say on that.
He's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
He hasn't finished a year yet.
I mean, he's only his third year.
So what?
Neither is a 49ers quarterback. They've got that in common.
I like
basically.
Him. Who? What do you think, Vontae?
I kind of like Mr. Steiny, man.
I just speak
man,
the truth.
I'm impressed. I love it. He's a truth teller.
Wow.
All right. Is there anything else we got to hit
what
on?
What else do you want from me? I can give you anything else.
Wow. He's ready.
I want to think of a story I didn't tell you yet.
I'll tell you what, Dad. Tell him about the backcourt. The game when we had
the Princeton
Division
game.
III, we had Princeton beat.
Didn't I say that?
Yeah, we weren't on the air, though. You got to say it on the air.
Yeah. They had Princeton beat. And Matthew had the ball, from whom nobody could take it.
Nobody.
Wow.
And there was no five-second rule. Yeah, there was. No, there wasn't.
It was in the backcourt.
But anyway, I was the president.
Of the Officials Association.
Of all the officials in the East Coast. I rose to that high honor. I went through the chairs. but my executive secretary was the guy reffing that particular game from North Jersey, he was. And he made the call that cost the ball turnover back to Princeton while they had the 1-point lead.
Steiny, you turned
it
over?
And they wanted at the buzzer.
And
I guess technically it went as a turnover, yeah.
And Princeton went in and won the game.
But what did you do for them to think it was a turnover?
The ref called a charge in the backcourt on me right in front of the Princeton bench.
We've never heard this story.
Right in front of the Princeton bench.
So you must have been irate at your official...
Yeah, see, because I didn't go to all of Matthews. I didn't go to many of Matthews' games, actually, because I was ref and he was playing. But I was at that one, and I'd go to some of his college games, but I was at it, and I had the same angle looking across, and Jerry Salvato blew it. Oh, I just ran man. I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, he blew it. The official blew it.
Pete Carrill knew he got away with one.
He didn't want
Pete Carrill got away
he
with
didn't
one.
Want out
there. Right. Just so you I think know. Pete Carrill must have known he got lucky, but I know Pete Carrill well, too. What do you want to know about him?
Nothing. He's not big. Well, he's not big out here.
Yeah, he's not big out here. He was coaching with Sacramento, but the only time I heard about Pete Carrill, the first time I knew him, was when they beat UCLA in the tournament with that backdoor cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was. He's a basketball wizard.
How do you might get Wally pimped?
All right.
What do you say?
We got
Wally pimped.
Said,
you may have a
Wally
job.
Pimped.
Yeah,
that job that you wanted in radio way back when.
Wally pimped.
The guy who Gehrig took his place.
I know that.
Right. They're saying you're going to Wally pimp me. Because, like, you're good, and
you're
I'm not.
Dumb payment take me.
Yeah, that's right.
You wanted a job at radio before, right? It's maybe your lucky day.
There we go.
Just let me get a little background first. I'll be all right.
All right. We got some business to take care of, Dad. Thanks for joining us. Get his mic off now.
Okay. I got it.
Thank you. We got to make our 49ers.
That was awesome.
Wheel them out.
Thank you.
Yeah, wheel them out.
He gone.
Hey, it's like the orchestra playing at the Oscars. Thanks, Dad. See you in a minute.
I didn't know you turned it over.
It was a charge. It wasn't really. It's a turnover.
He screwed it up, man.
And then they hit. And then they hit a shot at the buzzer. It was an overtime. Get this.
Like, how'd you hit that night?
43-41 in overtime.
Ooh.
We lost to Princeton.
Wow.
Do you take it hard?
We almost beat. Oh my God.
That's why you don't like the word choke.
I didn't choke. I got called for a charge. You want to do last call by yourself?
No.
Your last call by. Do we even have a question?
Your dad
for last
voice.
Call.
George Kittle, fellas, questionable.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm glad we had Papa Steinmetz in here, because I was going to lose my mind.
All right. Well, there you go. There he is.
He called us the ethnics.
That may have ramifications that we don't even know of
Oh,
yet.
Man.
I'm serious.
Oh, DeHegan just lost his hair, our program director.
Bye-bye.
So much for that weekly meeting.
All right.
People want us to skip last call.
Last call will be 49ers prediction. We'll take them all, and we'll pick a winner again. 888-957-9570. Last call, 888-957. Okay.
We got to make our predictions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We got to.
Run them down.
We got to fly through these things.
We're taking Rams. The Rams. We got to take the Rams.
-3.5.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take the Rams. Steelers, Chargers, -7. Chargers.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
I like the Steelers.
Yeah,
all right,
we're going Steelers
in it.
Lions, Packers. Packers -4.
Not
Monday
Packers.
Night football.
I'm taking Packers.
Monday night.
Even
Monday
though I think something's
in Detroit,
wrong.
Though.
In at Green Bay.
We'll take the Packers.
After blowing it after they beat Dallas.
We'll
there
take
it
the
is.
Packers.
Boom.
All right.
That was
888-957-9570. Last call. Last call. Let's get it going.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. Jimmy in San Jose. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I think the Niners are going to win easily. I don't think any of Matthews, Reeder, or Littleton, or even Hager or Fowler can cover Kittle. I think Kittle's going to be the X factor on that game, and it's going to be a big win.
Thanks, Jimmy. Didn't put the score out there, but that's all right. Juan and Tracy, what's up, Juan?
What's up, buddy? They got a prediction here. I'm a big, big Niner fan, but injuries are here. You know, McClinchy's out. You got a huge checkout. Staley out. I think Rams take it 24-17, man.
24-17, thank you. Richard in Fairfield. What's up, Richard?
Hey, guys, what's going on? First of all, thanks for Pop Steinmetz coming in. That was awesome.
Sure.
I got the Rams by 17. I think the Niners are limping a bit. And,
wow.
You know, I hate to count them out, but I got the Rams by 17.
888-957-9570. Last call prediction Sunday's game, Rams 49ers. Biggest one of the year for the Niners. Carlos in Stockton. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Shout out, Papa Steins. All right, my prediction, Niners 24-21. I think with all the injuries, I trust Kyle Shanahan. I think he'll scheme it up as long as our defense plays good. And real quick, my nickname for the defensive line, the Gravity Boys, because they always got that pressure on you.
888-957-9570. Last call question, predict the score of the 49ers Rams game, 888-957-9570. Juan's in Tracy. Hey, Juan. Juan and Tracy going once. All right, get rid of Juan and Tracy. Let's cut it short today. Just because I'm a mess.
You got through it.
I got four more minutes. All right.
That crunch time was shaky.
I'm feeling good. Ask me why.
4:30. Why are you feeling good, buddy?
I think I'm having a good hair day. Mom said
I'm
my hair looked
to tingle.
Great.
Oh, I knew that.
She
was
didn't remember from last time. Right. We were outside.
Yeah.
Maybe I needed to cut. Back then.
See how quick Mama hopped out of here?
Yeah.
Said I had enough.
By the way, Bonte.
I'm done.
Bonte, he's got a little butter up there.
Yeah.
A little butter. Yeah. Just a little bit. I don't put the work in, though, like Guru.
I don't. It's natural.
I put that work in.
All juices and berries.
Pop say anything offensive?
No, just the ethnics.
I knew what he was trying to say.
I didn't get mad.
You
really liked it.
By the way, I'll say this. Maybe this will put people at ease. Pops, very progressive.
Oh, no.
He's very progressive, if you know what
I mean. He don't bite his tongue. He got some norm in
him. No, you know what? Let me tell you something. Yeah. He might want to go over to KGO, the political station, to sit in on there.
He said he watches CNN when he ain't watching sports.
He'd have some fans out here in the Bay Area,
my dad said, you're the aficionado. We talk over you when it comes to hoops.
Right.
I felt so low when he asked me where I played. I almost lied.
He said, what's your credentials?
I went to say UConn.
Yeah, I was going to lie.
Then he goes,
I played
his SST.
Yeah, I went to USF.
You know, he gave it Chabot. Dad gives him a never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
But I told him, I'm still going. I retired.
He said, do you play? I said, hell no.
That hurt me.
But he did say pick up basketball counts.
Yeah. No, he did. I got to give him credit for that.
I can't wait for Sunday.
Mom didn't
o'clock.
Get enough run.
Mom didn't want to go on.
She didn't want to talk.
I mean, she didn't want to go on.
Snotty was having them. Yeah, you made it.
Were you guys going to watch the game?
I'm going to be in the lab. Oh, Devontae will be here.
I'll pull
in
the Warriors live with you guys.
The 6-day week.
The 6-day week. You know how it is.
You're on tomorrow, right?
You guys know how it is.
Yeah, I'm on tomorrow. I think. I haven't looked at the schedule.
Butcher Boy and
Kyle Madsen. JD will check in with JD from L.A. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Is he there now?
All day.
That's a good question.
Yeah, he's
going down to L.A. Saturday. Yeah, Saturday night.
Dude, what happened to...
Give it to me.
He-Man. Kittle. We were just up here talking about
He-Man.
Oh, he
knocks
guys
I've never
over,
heard that.
And he gets the... Dude, he's hurt.
Questionable.
George Kittle, questionable.
With
questionable for Sunday. I forget. What was his injury again? Oh, groin injury.
Yeah. Groin.
Yeah. A groin injury.
That's a little thing we got, Monty.
Yeah, so... come on. George Kittle is playing on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
He's got to play.
I mean...
This is bad.
He's got to play on Sunday.
If
Shanahan
it wasn't serious,
said he's probably going to play. Thank you, Kyle.
Well, talk to me Sunday. I'll text you on the thread.
But let's use this time to say Todd Gurley doubtful. Aqib Talib out. Talib out of this game, which leaves Marcus Peters back there. Go ahead,
also
Monte.
From Matt Mayoko, NBC Sports Bay Area, saying Marquise Goodwin was excused from practice today for personal reasons, but Shanahan expects him to be able to play on Sunday.
You know what, though? I don't like...
Something went on. Come on. He had to probably go take the dog somewhere.
No, but, well...
Pick up the dog.
The reason I worry is because Marquise Goodwin's had enough tragedy
in
his life, so I'm hoping
but
it is.
But for him to say probably...
Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I hope his dog's healthy. He's taking the dog to the vet. You know what I'm saying?
We got a problem now, Stiney. We got a problem. Norm texted me.
Oh, yeah. Norm's coming in next week.
Norm wondering why he ain't been on the
show. So he's got to... I see where you get it from,
right,
Guru.
Norm. They said, what about me?
Norm.
Right.
You're coming in, baby. You're coming in.
Oh,
it's just a matter of when.
Next year, maybe.
My mom, Becky Tindall, she'll be calling on line one soon once you hear this. I don't want her...
Is she a sports fan?
Nah, she watches it, but not really.
Right.
She has us on all day long, though, at her job.
Mom's my mom's a big sports fan.
Yeah.
About two years ago, she watched just about every Warrior game.
That's awesome. She's awesome.
She wishes Draymond Green would be a little more well behaved, to tell you the truth.
That's part of
but
you
she
told
loves
her
Curry.
He's a junkyard. Yeah.
She loves Curry. She loves Kerr.
Who doesn't like Curry?
And obviously
what about Kerr? He had some words about
Yeah, I know. Let's stay. We did a great job of avoiding that.
Or did we?
Yeah,
we want to get into it a little bit.
I don't actually.
I'm more than sports, so you know what I mean?
I know.
I keep the politics at the dinner table.
Yeah, we do that.
That still ain't good.
By the way, we talk about the app. Shout out to BSG from Carlos in Florida. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much, Carlos.
You know what? Carlos has hit me on IG, Steiny.
Nice.
He wants a poster or something. He said he wants our autograph. He loves us.
Do we have posters?
Carlos, I don't think we have posters. Yeah.
No, we don't even have photos, really.
Yeah, we do.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I like how they do them.
We can laugh about it now. Remember we missed Photo Day?
Photo Day.
Yeah, that one got canceled.
Hey, guys, we
got
to go. Bonte, Rado, Damon next. Later.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.